Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if I get Laylatul Qadr, if I find myself in Laylatul Qadr, then what must I do? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her that make dua. Which dua I must make, she asked. He said, make the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul af, fa'fu anni ya ghafoor. In this dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul af, fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving and you love to forgive. So forgive me or forgive us. So it means that this night Allah ta'ala has given is to seek the forgiveness of Allah for our sins. You and I, we all have our shortcomings, we all have our weaknesses, we are human beings. Allah ta'ala knew that these human beings will fall, will have faults, will have shortcomings, they will slip. And therefore Allah gave us the month of Ramadan, gave us the night of Qadr, gave us the night of Bara'at, gave us the days of Muharram, Yawm Ashura, and various other important days, and especially the Jummah day, every week of the month. On these days, Allah ta'ala has kept certain hours and certain minutes or certain seconds in those days when du'as are most accepted. But you and I also have to make some effort. If Allah ta'ala had said, well, Laylatul Qadr is on a certain night exactly, we would have waited for that particular night and no other night in the year. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out once to inform the Sahabas when is Laylatul Qadr. When he came outside, there was a quarrel carrying on between two Muslims. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I came out to inform you when is Laylatul Qadr. But because of this quarrel and this argument which was taking place, the fixing of this date was removed. Now search for it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, now search for it in the odd nights. And he said, it might be better for you. It might be better for you. The reason is that if the night had been fixed, and then despite knowing that it is Shab-e-Qadr, if we had engaged in our sinful way of life, then we can rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been displeased to such an extent that we know what happened to the nations of the past, when knowing fully well that it is a day of mercy or it is a night of mercy, and when they've transgressed, then Allah's wrath and anger descended on such nations and they were destroyed in various forms. So this removing of the fixing of this night was a blessing. There are so many other hadiths which point toward the significance of this night, but I'm not going into the details. One of the greatest things that occurred in this night is, as Allah Ta'ala says, He revealed the Holy Quran in this night. In this night of Qadr, the Holy Quran was revealed. And I will say a few things about the Quran. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before we go to the Quran, one important point of Shab-e-Qadr is about Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam's descent. That ruh that I was referring to, what Allah Ta'ala says, the consensus is that it is referring to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi Ghaus-e-Azam, he says in his kitab, and he quotes the hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, that on the night of Qadr, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descends with a band of angels, first of all onto the Holy Kaaba, and there they plant a green flag. And after that, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam instructs all the other angels to disperse all over the earth. There are thousands and thousands in number. Allah's angels, we do not see them. But as I mentioned on that Shab-e-Barat, that if we do not see a thing, it does not mean that it does not exist. We have so many examples of things that we do not see, but yet they are existing. If a person has to give somebody a tight punch and then says, and the person complains that I'm feeling the pain, so he says, where is the pain? Show it to me. The person can't show the pain, but he's feeling the pain. So in the same way, there are lots of things we can't show, but it is there. So the angels of Allah, we have to accept the word of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because our iman is whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, even if it does not appeal to our senses and our understanding, we must still accept it and say, amanna wa saddaqna. Because in the first place, our intellect is so limited that we cannot see beyond a certain, we cannot think beyond a certain limit.